What's up, everybody? Welcome to the. I keep doing it because I'm so used to saying it. Welcome to the Disconnected Gamers Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Andrew, sometimes known as Jay Bond. He's number one in your hearts and player two on your controller. Mike, that's your cue.
Oh, that's me. That's my cue.
That's your cue. Yeah, I thought I was trying to give you an intro. Number one in your hearts,
gotcha.
But number two on the controller. You know,
your boy Mike. You know.
But
I mean,
Mike.
If they don't know, your girl knows.
Yeah, their girl knows. That's why you're player two. I guess I'd want to be player one. I don't know. Anyways, it is episode 50, the big 50. Also, the end of the year podcast. Also, game of the year podcast. So, last year we basically went down the list of IGN's. I think it was IGN's Game of the Year list to get, like, the idea to remind myself of what games came out this year. And instead, I think this year I'm just going to base it off of a few things, right? We're going to pick one for each console, right? So, like, Xbox, PS4, Wii U. I don't have a Wii U, so I'm going to pick a game that I think is the best game of the year based on never having, I mean, I played it once at a trade show, but not because I own it. So, so we're picking the games that were the best to us. Like, don't think that, like, we're the end all be all of it.
Yeah.
You know, we're straight up just being like, this is my favorite game of the year. This is what I enjoyed the most. This is what, so I figured what we'd do is, we'll pick a PS4 game, pick an Xbox One game. You can pick a Wii U game. I'm going to pick a Wii U game. Then we'll pick a AAA game or an indie game, not necessarily our top game of the year, though it could be the same. Like, you could pick the same game, but I'm saying you'd pick one AAA title and one indie title.
Right.
Also PC games, because I played a bunch of PC games this year. I think that would be cool, like, because, like, you could pick, like, best multiplayer game or, like, whatever, but overall, I just figure we'll try and just go with it, talk about a few things, the works. So, we'll start with Xbox. What's your favorite Xbox game? What's your game of the year for Xbox?
My game of the year for Xbox? I hate to be I don't want to say bandwagon, I guess.
You're going
to
say Halo 5, aren't you?
Yeah, I was going to say Halo 5, yeah. Love it. I love it.
It, like, I got to play it. I almost actually got it tonight.
I dig it.
Cuz if you are a Costco member, Costco members can pick up Halo 5 for $40.99 cuz it's on sale. We are not sponsored by Costco. I just felt the need to let you know. but hey, if you're listening, Costco management, I'm all ears.
All ears.
You pay me, and I will hype the hell out of anything you have.
It's true.
Except for your semi-fucking rude customers, or not customers, employees. Because one time we actually had to file a complaint against a dude because he was being like a complete fucking ass to us. And we were like, literally, we walked away from the area of the store, and we're like, what the hell just happened? Like, we need a manager right now. And so, yeah, that's besides the point. Halo 5.
Halo 5, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
continues the story, of course,
right,
in some form. I don't know what exactly 343 did with Halo 4, because I never played 4.
We'll get to it.
It's a tricky story because I know there's some controversy. I think we talked about it in a previous episode about the whole Hunt the Truth.
Yeah, and how it didn't really have anything to do with it.
Yeah, it was just a marketing ploy. So, but as far as I know, it's still a pretty good story.
Nice.
I think there's something else amiss with the chief or the chef, depending on how you say your words.
Yeah.
No spoilers, obviously, but... He plays an interesting part.
Mm-hmm. So far. Have you not finished it yet, then?
Haven't finished it yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, the problem is I did not play enough Xbox games this year to really have like a good say on what the like my game of the year would be. I mean, it's easy to pick like a multi-platform game like Fallout 4 was the best game on Xbox, but I never played it. My question would, I wished I could though, because I would love to know if it ran better on the Xbox than the PS4.
As far as I know, it didn't.
Well, that's
I think I've heard the Xbox had more issues than the PS4 did. But I mean, obviously, it's Bethesda and they usually have issues with the games.
Stuff,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's not just. Obviously, I'm not trying to pick on Xbox, but
right.
what I've been told or have heard or read, there are a few more tiny issues on Xbox than there are on PlayStation 4.
Right.
But like you said, it'd be nice to check it out and see the difference.
For sure. Yes, I like. Because that's the thing, right? So if I was to go down the list of games that I played on the Xbox, The Escapists, Rare Replay, and
Banjo-Kazooie, boom, done.
Yeah, Banjo-Kazooie was my game of the year.
Podcast like, over.
That's kind of it. I played a couple of the free games with gold, but nothing that I was blown away with. So, I don't want to say the cop-out would be to pick Halo 5 because it probably was a good game. I really didn't – like, I've been going back and looking at my list, and I did not play that. There weren't any Xbox games in my list. Mm-hmm. Like, The Escapists is on both consoles, but I played it on Xbox. And that's, like, kind of it.
Right?
Because, like, we played – we played Halo Master Chief Collection, but that didn't come out this year, obviously. And I have Rare Replay, which I picked up, which, I mean, in theory, Rare Replay came out this year. If we were going to pick, like, a remastered category, Rare Replay would be second.
For sure.
Because Nathan Drake Collection would be number one. But, I guess really, in reality, I shouldn't pick Xbox, because I shouldn't pick an Xbox game, because I really didn't play enough of them.
I hate to pick a cop out answer, but that's I
don't want to not of the games you played. Yeah, that's
right.
Fair.
I don't want to not pick five, though. Just because three was pretty good too, though.
Oh, that's right. You got that.
Or
on
is
Xbox.
Pretty good. Yeah, just
I never got
so
to play that.
I guess maybe toss up then.
Like that's a game that I gotta see.
I'd like to think that would be a good contender. Mm-hmm. Maybe not so much game of the year, but at least, you know, whatever, if they have any category for like free roam or, you know, sandbox, whatever.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sandbox.
I wouldn't throw in a game of the year, but.
Right.
Yeah.
So, cool. All right. Well, then that, I guess, is Xbox. If you had to pick a PS4 game of the year, what would it be?
Ooh.
Now this is your this
for
is
me,
your
game
over
that I have played. Yeah,
yeah.
For me, toss up
your game of the year.
Another cop out answer, Phantom Pain.
It's not a cop out answer though. It's a good game.
Right. Well, you know how people can be like, yes, oh, of course he's gonna pick that game. Da 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 da. Yep. But no, yeah, Metal Gear Solid 5, Fallout 4. Those are my. I know we have to pick one.
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah.
See, I struggled with this a lot because, like, Fallout 4 is a good game.
It is.
It's a good game. I don't hate Fallout 4. Right. Sorry, I'm quickly searching something. It's a struggle because, like, see, I don't. Can you pick The Taken King, right? Can I legitimately say The Taken King is my game of the year?
It's new content because
it's an expansion of an existing game. Though The Taken King did come out in 2015, and who knows, maybe the original Destiny came out in 2015. I don't even fucking remember. Probably not though. My problem is that I don't know that I think The Taken King is the game of the year. I think it's just a game that I played a lot of, right? And
it'd
played
be more so. No, I guess you can't say Destiny.
Because I'm not going to, like, I don't want to say Destiny is my game of the year, because I don't think it's the best game. I don't.
No.
I think Fallout 4 is better than Destiny, but Fallout 4 is not my game of the year, right?
Right.
Because Fallout 4 is plagued with annoying issues that make me not want to pick it. Now, I also have to remember that there's another game that came out at the beginning of this year that everyone seems to forget. A little game called Dying Light.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and I keep going back to this game, right? And they are adding expansion content. They are giving you all this extra stuff, and the game had a pretty good story. Like, it had a good story. It had a compelling story. It had, you know, characters you got attached to. It had characters that died. Spoiler alert. True. You know, so I kind of want to say that, like, and I know that some people are like, oh, it's a joke. Like, no, it really was a good game.
No, it really was a good game, yeah.
Like,
who doesn't like drop-kicking zombies?
Like, remember when we were just drop-kicking zombies in the face? Like, that was, we weren't using weapons. It was just drop-kicking zombies in the face.
And you kick them in the face. It's a blast.
You know, and it's got the co-op, which I like, right? It, you know, Fallout 4 doesn't have the co-op. And that's a big thing for me. I like the co-op.
If I can hang up my friends and kill stuff or whatever.
Yeah, like a
cause mayhem.
So this is the new thing that they're doing. They're adding 250 legendary levels.
Yep.
So you can keep leveling up like forever. Plus the cars, the like dune buggy things.
Mm-hmm. Which I think awesome. They said are customizable.
Yeah, there's some stuff you can customize.
Something like that, yeah.
So, like, Dying Light, it's a solid game. You know?
Yeah, that is a great choice.
So, like,
I will not argue.
It's tough for me to do that. Because, like, at the same time, right, I could be like, oh, Battlefield Hardline, right?
You know? Right.
But, like, yeah. Like, Battlefield Hardline just felt like a watered-down Battlefield 4.
Essentially an expansion of sorts, if you...
So if I was gonna pick games based on their cumulative values as it pertained to my enjoyment of said games, it would probably go Dying Light, Fallout 4, The Taken King. Right?
Yeah.
I would go in those three orders, right? Because Dying Light was the jam for several months.
It was.
Because it came out in a great period of time where there weren't a whole lot of games and it kind of took over the market. You know, Rise of the Tomb Raider got beat out by Fallout 4 because of the release dates. And, you know, I didn't pick it up, but I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
So if I was going to do PS4 and I was going to rank AAA titles, I would go Dying Light, Fallout 4, Taken King. Because whether people want to like pick on the Taken King, I mean, picking on the Taken King is like picking on Halo, right? Like, oh, I can't believe you're going to pick Halo. Like, the Taken King, for what it is, it expanded the game. It added tons of content. It provided a real story, you know, on the backbone of an existing multiplayer platform that, you know, worked. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, they introduced the Sparrow Racing, which some people don't like, but I mean, it's fine.
I think it's a blast.
It's fun.
They could use more maps, but...
Yeah, they need to add some more maps. You know, so I don't think it's crazy.
No. I accept that.
So that would... If I was ranking, like, three games... And again, you got to remember, people, I didn't play The Witcher. I didn't play Metal Gear Solid 5. Yeah. I didn't play Rise of the Tomb Raider. I have a limited budget, so I only get to play games that I really enjoy, so I have to pick and choose.
Yeah, true.
So if you were going to pick an indie game, now this is across any platform, or you know what? You should pick your Wii U. We should go to Wii U, right? You've got the
Wii U. So with Wii U,
we'll say it ultimately... on three. We'll say it on three. One, two, three. Super Mario
Maker. Land. Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Nintendo
Mario
Land?
Maker is okay. Okay. Super Mario Maker, Xenoblade Chronicles X, and then Nintendo Land.
Did Nintendo Land come out in 2015, though?
Oh, right.
I feel like it didn't.
That's right. So then, yeah, Super
Nintendo,
Mario Maker.
Nintendo Land came out in 2012. You're 3 years late to that Game of the Year award ceremony.
Oh, that's what happens when you work. Super Mario Maker and Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Fair enough.
That's okay. That those two, and then there was something else that recently came out.
Xenoblade was the only one that I know people were freaking out about.
Yeah. I think, yeah, never mind, just those two.
Mm. Yeah.
So I was going to almost say another title, but it would have been in a whole Nintendo Land thing where it did not come out until 2015.
Yeah. What, Smash?
No, not Smash. Did Mario Kart come out earlier this year?
I can tell you 1 second.
I feel like it did. That was fun. That one was
nope.
fun.
Nope. Mario Kart 8 was 2014.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm. All right, then. Never mind, then. Yeah,
but
Super
Mario Maker. No, Super Mario Maker was of the... There were, like, two games I played
on. All you
need. There were two games I played on the Nintendo Wii this year. One was Runbo, and one was Super Mario Maker. I think that was...
That's about all you need. If you don't care about RPGs, then, yeah, just get Super Mario.
Well, I mean, I would play the Zeldas, I suppose, but the Zeldas aren't out yet.
True. There's Hyrule Warriors, but I don't know if that was this year.
Oh, yeah, Hyrule Warriors, right.
I don't know if that was this year either.
Nope,
2014.
There you go.
Let's say, because if you like Dynasty Warriors and Zelda, the Zelda
right,
series, boom.
Yeah, it's just, that's the same it'll, thing. It's a mashup.
It'll jam.
Yeah. All right, well, so there we go. We've got Halo 5 on the Xbox. We've got Metal Gear Solid 5 and Dying Light, and then on the PS4. And we've got Mario Maker and Xenoblade on the Wii U. Now, PC games, I don't know. You probably didn't play much on the PC.
Like MOBAs, and then a few, like two or three different RPGs, but they definitely didn't come up this year. Mm-hmm. So... I can't really say anything for PC on my end.
Okay, unless
Smite counts.
It's a PC game.
I don't know if that was released this year, though.
Nope.
Yeah, see? I mean, there's newer content.
Right, there's newer content,
yeah.
Right. About the PS Vita? I know your Vita is currently broken, but did you use it at all this year?
Nope, did not get to.
Okay. The only Vita game... specifically that I played was Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax, which was actually a pretty cool game. Besides the free games that you got from PS Plus and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, I could go ahead and be like, oh, well, there were some other cool games, but like Super Time Force Ultra probably didn't come out this year because the Swindle. Because, see, this is the thing, right? We're going to end up coming into indie games because there's AAA on Vita, basically. But, like, Broken Age, The Swindle, Galaxy is coming to Vita, but obviously it's on PS4, VelociBox, mm-hmm. Dengeki Bunko is PS Vita and PS3, and that's pretty much, Nuclear Throne, but I only played that a little bit on PS4. So as far as like what's a great game for PS Vita, again, I'm the like worst person to ask because I didn't play that many games on the Vita. However, The Swindle is a great game. So if I was going to pick a game that I would prefer, like if I had to pick of an indie game that I played that was on PS4 and PS Vita, I would prefer The Swindle on Vita.
Hmm.
I would say that. VelociBox definitely would prefer that on the PS4. It's way too much speed and things, moving.
Things
you need
going
a, you
on.
Need a big TV to see it. You need a big
gotcha.
Screen. That's my issue. If I was going to pick an indie game for the PS4. Now, the problem is that most of these games also exist on PC. So I'm going to pick an indie game for the PS4, and then I'm going to pick an indie game for the PC. All right. PS4. Adventures of Pip. TikTok games.
Still need to play that.
Because that game is fun. Like, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You take Super Mario Brothers from Super Nintendo, side scroller. You take the story of Zelda, right?
Right.
Put them together. They have a baby. The baby grows up. The baby is Adventures of Pip.
I can dig it.
So, from a platformer stance, Adventures of Pip, definitely. Like, that would be my pick for an indie game of the year on PS4. Runners up, Lost Orbit.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
And The Swindle. I mean, granted, The Swindle is my PS Vita choice.
Right.
But, yeah, those sweet, sweet, sweet games.
Sweet.
Adventures of Pip. Like, Galaxy would be in the list. You know,
Galaxy's good.
Galaxy was tough because by the time it finally came out, I was so like kind of burnt out on being excited for the game that
it took away from it
for me.
Right.
And this chair is really squeaky, so I apologize if you guys all hear this squeaky chair. So indie games ranked would be number one, Adventures of Pip, TikTok games. Number two, Lost Orbit, which is Pixelnauts games. Mm-hmm. And then The Swindle, which is it's on PS Vita and PS4, and then Galaxy. The Swindle is size 5 games, and Galaxy is 17-bit.
17-bit, yeah.
So that would be my
good
other
choice.
Yeah. The other thing that's tough, too, right, is I want to throw some shout-outs to Rocket League, because I think Rocket League is a fantastic game. It's a lot of fun. It's done really well. It's been very successful.
Very well. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, not my game of the year choice. However, I don't disagree with some people putting it as their game of the year choice.
I agree.
You know?
It's a tremendous, or, you know, very fun game.
Yeah. Like, the game came out of literal nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And just nailed it out of the park.
Yep.
So, that's that. That is the console side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the PlayStation computer, but I mean personal computer, the PC.
PlayStation computer.
That would have been an interesting thing. Although they could have just simply called it, because like Famicom stood for Family Computer.
Yeah.
And the Famicom is the NES, Super Famicom, Super Family Computer. So that, I suppose, PlayStation Computer would have worked, but not for very long. So anyways, PC, personal computer. I'm going to list you the games I enjoyed this year. Armello, which is League of Gamers. Broforce.
Oh, Broforce.
I played Chips Challenge 2, which is just a huge throwback to nostalgia in my life. Oh my God, so good. I played Dirty Bomb, which is, I mean, that's technically in like alpha ish. It's not like complete, it's not like out, but it's out.
It's like it's out, okay. Yeah.
So I don't know, you know, how you would factor that one in. Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time, Party Hard, Poly Bridge, Robot Roller Derby, Disco Dodgeball.
Oh, so
right,
good.
Right? Totally so good. Was looking down my list and was like, damn, I remember playing that game. That game was fun. Secret Ponchos, the Most Wanted Edition, when they re-released the game on PC. A lot of improvements. That was this year as well. Here's the thing, right? This is something we need to have a discussion about. I'll finish naming games that I've played. Super Galaxy Squadron, that was a shmup from the New Bloods, which is Dave Oshry's team, the guy who used to be the Gunners PR guy. Tales from the Borderlands, We Are Doomed, and Windward, right? And I didn't even give We Are Doomed a shout-out on PS4 because it's actually a fun game on PS4 too. Twin stick, wave-based, polygonal art shooter. And that's
very competitive.
Yeah. So here's the discussion that we need to have. Mm-hmm. Tales from the Borderlands came out. The first episode came out allegedly in 2014, according to the Steam page. But they've released the majority of the episodes in 2015. Okay.
Mm.
Now, Minecraft Story Mode,
mm-hmm.
which is very near and dear to my heart, came out in 2015. But mm-hmm. the finale episodes are going to be in 2016. Because there's an episode coming out in like 2 days. Yes. Mm-hmm. But after that, the next episode won't be until sometime in, I assume, January or February. Just based time-wise, it just doesn't seem like it would be out by mm-hmm. then. So my question is, how does that factor in, right? Because if the mm-hmm. Tales from the Borderlands came out in 2014, but it's being given its, you know, it's being considered for Game of the Year 2015 because it finished in 2015 year, does that mean that I can put Minecraft Story Mode in my Game of the Year for this year, or do I have to do it in 2016 for next year?
I would think this year, at least, you know, the first few episodes.
Mm. Because Minecraft Story Mode is really,
it's the jam.
Really good. It's absolutely the jam.
Super good.
So,
you haven't played it, play it.
Yeah, like, or wait, is there, no, yeah, see, there's two more episodes. So it'll, that's the thing, right? So I don't know, I was wondering how that worked, and I guess people are considering Tales from the Borderlands mm-hmm. this for this year, I guess. So I don't know if that doesn't not count. It's kind of what I'm getting at.
Right. No, yeah. I guess it's not touchy. It's just weird, like, how you can rank it.
Right.
Because it technically didn't come out this year, but, you know, it's going to finish this year, or has finished this year.
Right. You know what I mean?
Hmm. So, yeah, so. Hmm.
That's where I don't know how it works.
I say throw it on the list.
Throw it on the list? Because then Minecraft Story Mode comes in like third place on PS4. Like if I'm considering Telltale AAA Studio, which I suppose, I don't know if you consider them a AAA studio or not. I really don't. I would assume, I guess you do, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Right.
Because I would then say Dying Light, Fallout 4, Minecraft Story Mode, then Taken King.
Taken King, yeah.
Because it's super good. I really enjoy it. So that was the aside that I wanted to make. As far as PC games go, the games that I played on PC, Armello's coming out on console, but I'm saying these are games I played on PC. Man, Roller Derby Disco Dodgeball was phenomenal, right? There's nothing more satisfying than throwing a virtual ball in your friend's face,
yeah. Right?
And just, so, I want to immediately give it to Robot Roller Derby Disco Dodgeball, but I also want to give Windward.
Because
Windward was fun, right? Because it was super chill. You just went around in your ships. You did like your little missions, sailing back and forth. You shot at pirates. You could team up with people, and there was like, you know, big, you know, kind of naval battles in the ocean and stuff. And that game is a blast. But then you've got Party Hard, which had killer music, and you were a killer in the game, and you stabbed people. right. So, and then you've got Polybridge, which is the polygonal game where you build the bridges and then you got to send like the cars across. And then you could send the gift straight to Twitter of like your successes and your failures.
Okay.
And I did a bazillion of them. It had a ton of levels, right? And that was a really, really fun game too. So like, If I have to pick one game for the PC,
just one, what do you give it to?
Secret Ponchos also is That's
It's
the
hard to
thing, right? Like,
choose.
I would never be good like working for an actual place because it'd be like I liked all of these games, right? But then like then do I put on my objective goggles and say this game had a few errors. This
Right.
game didn't. You know, this game was well put together. This game is not. So it's a bit of a struggle.
It's a tough choice.
'Cause like Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time, also a rad game. That was a fun game too. Like I totally dug that game. But that game, for me, its shortcoming was the fact that it was designed as a couch co-op game. You could play with AI, but naturally, when you have a friend with you, it makes the game way more fun. So
Right.
that knocks it down a peg because something like Roller Derby Disco Dodgeball and Secret Ponchos and Windward, I can play online against people.
It's true.
You know, Party Hard, single player game, has cool story, cool music, 8-bit, interrupted by obnoxious music.
Yep, sorry about that.
Fine. You know, Poly Bridge, super chill bridge simulator, a lot of fun. You know, so it's like then you that's the this when you have to break it down into like 80 categories, and I don't want to do that, right? So it's like I
Right,
want to,
yeah.
you know, We Are Doom, same thing. It's single player, but you've got leaderboards, you're competing against your friend's scores. You know, you've got endless mode or just the regular level mode.
Right.
Plus Tales from Borderlands. That I played that on PC.
Think I played the first episode on console.
Yeah, the first episode was free on PS
Free.
Plus, I think.
Yeah.
So if all things considered, my PC game of the year, I think for what it's worth, I think it goes to Secret Ponchos.
Secret ponchos, good choice.
I think Secret Ponchos honestly is much better on PC than PS4. I think that I never really have to wait to get into games on PC. There's just more players.
Right.
But for what it brings me with my multiplayer funness levels is good, right? Like neither Roller Derby Disco Dodgeball and Secret Ponchos have like a single player mode, though in Robot Roller Derby Disco Dodgeball, you can set up bots and you can play against bots. I don't know that I can do that in Secret Ponchos, but I generally
I
don't have
don't
to
think
worry about
so.
it because I can always play against people.
It's true. Shut the
So
game.
for that, all things considered, to me, and again, you've got to remember, these are based on games that we played. Like there are probably tons of other PC games like Elite Dangerous, Ark probably is high up on people's list for like, you know,
Playing Ark on
games of the years.
Xbox, but not
Yeah, you
PC.
can play it on Xbox through early access.
I actually purchased it.
Yeah, you have to buy it to get it. You're playing the early access version.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna give it to Secret Ponchos, Most Wanted Edition.
I'm not gonna argue with that.
I think
Secret Punch
that's
was fun. Yeah, Secret
yeah.
Punch was fun.
Like I just think it didn't have the community that it has on PC, which makes it the better choice to play on PC, is
AC,
basically.
yeah.
So that would
Well, that
be
start out on PC essentially, like
I
that's
think they
what
were
they.
both. I think it was on both. I think they
Oh,
built it. They built it for PC and PS4 at the same time.
okay.
Sorry. I'll edit that yawn, that like long pause yawn. Yeah, so that would be my number one pick would be Secret Ponchos. I think if I was gonna do like a runner up, I would actually go with Armello.
Armello.
Yes, Armello, because that was the Game of Thrones-esque
Yeah.
multiplayer. Yeah,
Multiplayer one, yeah.
that one was cool. And from there, right? Because if I like, I'll pick three games. My third game would be Poly Bridge.
Poly Bridge.
Only because that game. See, the problem is Party Hard and Poly Bridge both have awesome music. Poly Bridge's music
Trumps.
I've logged like 40 hours in Polybridge because I open the game and play
just
the
to
music,
listen to music.
just to listen to the music, because the
Fair enough.
soundtrack isn't
Soundtrack is
available
really
yet.
good. Yeah.
But you can buy the soundtrack. So when the soundtrack comes out, I will buy it. But like, there are very few games that I open up just to listen to the music when I can't play them. Like, so I have the music in the background. Polybridge is one of those games.
Nice.
Yeah, Party Hard is tough because the music is great, but when you can't beat a level and you're listening to that same like kind of techno beat over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a bad thing, but sometimes when you're doing like a level and you're really crappy at games like I am, it starts to take its toll on you. But like Polybridge is just soothing. It just chills you out.
Yeah, I probably should pick that up. That game looks fun.
Yeah. And like, but
so.
and like the thing is too, is like I'm sitting here looking at my list and like I really enjoyed Windward, right? But it's not quite, I can't pick it.
Why so? Or why not?
I'm looking overall fun factor, and Secret Punch is and Polybridge. I don't know, man. I had more, like, it's weird to say, like, did I have more fun playing those games, or did those games strike me more than Windward did, right? You know, Windward I played at the beginning of the year. I played the other three games at greater length during other parts of the year, so they're more fresh in my mind. But I went back and played Windward the other day just to kind of refresh myself and see the updates and things like that. And I still have fun just kind of sailing around in my ship. But, like, Secret Ponchos has the competitive edge. Armello has a competitive edge because the game is unique to the characters you're playing against because they're random people and they can make decisions on the fly. Which I suppose in all three of those games, there's a multiplayer aspect. I don't know. That's just what I'm... That's my choices, and I'm going to have to stick to it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess, is that...
I think...
Dun, 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 dun,
for...
exciting!
Just, like, didn't get to play Wii U. I didn't get to play PC much.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I don't know how to... That's the thing, right? It's like, so, you know, do you then break it down and go, what's the best multiplayer game? I don't know, you know?
Yeah, it's...
The most multiplayer I played this year was the Taken King.
It would be Taken King, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I played a ton of Fallout 4, but, you know, when looking back, I played a good amount of Hardline. I played a good amount of Dying Light multiplayer. We all jammed on that.
So much fun. We should jam again. If you haven't finished it, we'll finish that.
No, I finished it.
You finished it? Okay.
I got to go back and do a lot of the expansion stuff, but I finished the story, yeah.
Then we should do that.
You know, so it is, I don't know, it's weird. Like, my problem is I like a lot of these games for a lot of different reasons, so it's, like, tough to be like, oh,
it's
well.
Hard to choose, yeah. And then you name other games, you're just like, oh, wait, damn. This one, that
this
one,
game,
this one, that one.
This game came out. Oh, crap, that's right.
That's like you said, if like, there's, it's more than one reason why you like that game or this game or that game.
Right.
It's hard to pick and choose. Can't just pick favorites.
No.
Like it's no biggie.
No.
So, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's like, what else? You know, best mobile game?
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush Saga?
Yeah.
No, what was that? There was like a Disney game that was absolutely blowing people's minds, like some Star Wars app game.
Oh, yeah. It's funny you mentioned that because I got an email about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can get the new Star Wars movies characters, whatever. Mm. I don't know. I don't remember. It's like Rebel something. I don't know.
Rebel Alliance something.
Something like that. Just that one, yeah. But
yeah.
I don't think. Would Fallout Shelter count?
Yep.
I think that's the only one I kind of got into for a little while.
I got heavy into that for a while. But what happens is the whole point of Fallout Shelter was like, get 200 people in your vault, right? And then that's the max you could have. And I was at like 100 and something, and I was close. And the game, for some reason, was taking up like an extraordinarily large amount of space on my phone.
Wow.
So I was like, I want to just delete it to reinstall it to like clear up this excess space, because it's like it doesn't add up, right? Like something was wrong. It was just occupying too much space. So basically, I knew that when I deleted it, it wasn't going to save my stuff. And that was it. So I was just like, well, and I just deleted it.
Yeah, it's like, I'm done. That's what happened.
Like, that was, and that was it. I was like, I'm not going to go back and play this game again. I'm not going to go regrind through, you know, hours and hours of that.
Hours, yeah. No, I'm all for a grind, but depends on the game.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess for mobile, that's it for me, unless... So I guess it was a re-release of Star Wars The Old Republic. I bought that for a little bit, and then I was like, nope, I want a refund, and just bought it on Steam.
Oh, nice.
Because I went on PC over mobile. So I guess those two, but I don't know if Old Republic counts, because that was out in like, I don't know, 2001 to 2002,
right,
maybe.
So it's like a so then we'll get to best remaster, reissue, you know, re-release, right? So you could choose from like Rare Replay, Uncharted Collection, Master Chief Collection didn't come out this year, so that doesn't count. You know, but what else was remastered this year? Gears.
Dishonored. That's good. Gears is good. Dishonored.
Death's the, what was it? The Darksiders.
Darksiders 2.
Definitive Edition.
Yeah. That. Both two Devil May Cry games.
So what's your pick?
Ooh.
My pick is Uncharted Collection. The Uncharted Collection... Of all the remasters, it's Uncharted Collection, and then it's Rare Replay. But those are like the only two remasters that I really played this year, so it's tough.
Same. Yeah. Oh, well, no. Gears, Rare Replay, and Uncharted. Those are my three.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't have the Gears collection because I didn't get that.
Those are my top. Top three remakes. Or whatever.
See, I gotta check out Turok was remastered for PC. I gotta check that out like in the next day or two.
Nice.
They rebuilt the entire game from scratch, basically.
I heard two's supposed to come out too.
Yeah. I think it's the same company that's like kind of just remastering them all.
Oh, nice.
Turok 2 Seeds of Evil. Just got that on N64.
It's like, and our final verdict, we're just going to give it to Super Mario World 2.
Yeah, Super Mario World 2, best game of 2015, hands down.
Best game ever.
Zelda 2, NES. This is a little-known Game Boy Advance title that swept the nation by storm. So I had like kind of wrote this all down. Mm-hmm. So that I can put it in the post.
Okay.
And so we started with Xbox, Halo 5. Okay. That was your pick, Halo 5.
That was my pick, Halo 5.
PS4, my picks were Dying Light, Fallout 4, Minecraft Story Mode. Okay.
Mine were Metal Gear and Fallout.
Okay. So that's that.
That's that. And then you did PC, I did Wii.
Well, I did PS Vita, right?
Or PS Vita, yeah.
So PS Vita was the Swindle, and then Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax. You did Wii U, and you did
Xenoblade Chronicles X, okay. And Super Mario Maker.
Chronicles, Mario Maker. which is also my choice because it's cool.
So good.
Yeah, as far as PC games, I did Secret Punch with Armello Polybridge. Indie games on PS4. I mean, granted, these exist on PC too, but I play them on PS4. Adventures of Pip, Lost Orbit, Swindle Galaxy. And then I forgot to mention this, Hand of Fate. And that was a fun...
Oh, yeah,
that was a game that I remember being told about it and then being like, yeah, I'll give it a shot. And
right.
then playing and then the game play and being it. Like, holy crap, this game is really well put together. Like, this game is a lot of fun. It was card-based, mixed with third-person perspective, like, fighting, and mm-hmm. it was kind of arena-based, but it was like, man, it totally took me by
That's
surprise.
Really
I was
good,
not
yeah.
I was not expecting the game to be as good as it was.
Right.
So that's in there as an honorable mention.
Because
I totally forgot about it. Mobile games, Fallout Shelter. Remasters, Uncharted Collection, and Rare Replay.
Rare Replay.
I think that's it.
That covers it.
Best card game. Just kidding. I don't play card games. Best Monopoly Edition released this year. The Fallout
Just
4
Dance.
Edition. Yeah, the Just Dance. Wait, is there really a Just Dance Monopoly?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. There really is.
That's hilarious. God damn. Well, I was hoping that this, like, I would have been, like, semi more put together in my thoughts with this, but it's one of those things where I really sit here and I go, I liked this game, but was it the best game that I played? And it's
right.
hard for me to ever be like, oh, man, like, because it's easy to be like, well, what game did you play the most? And it's like, well, I fucking put the most amount of time into Fallout 4, but that game annoys me. You know, I would like, I honestly want to be like Counter-Strike Go, like CSGO is my game of the year
right.
because I got back into it, like got back into it. Like every night I stream and then I play CSGO.
CSGO.
Like I played last night on my laptop with no mouse using the trackpad.
Oh,
yeah. Cause I was like, I want to be in bed, but I also want to play CSGO. So I played in bed with the trackpad. I actually managed to get like 4 kills the whole time.
Hey,
you know,
still getting kills.
And
that's using the trackpad.
Yeah, that's the thing, right?
So that's for me. To me, that's skill, but that's just me.
If you you know how in Steam you get the trading card things and you can like turn them into gems or you can sell them. You can sell them for like 10 cents.
Right.
So I started doing that. I've just been selling them.
Wow.
And I managed to get like a buck. So I took my dollar and I went and bought a stat track gun in Counter-Strike. So now I have one of the guns that has the little counter on it. So every time you get a kill, it counts.
Oh, wow.
And I have like 19 kills with this pistol. And I'm like, hell yeah. And then I picked up a dude's gun that I had killed or he died. Somebody else had killed him. And I just kind of was tagging along. And his stat track had like 300 kills on it. And I was like, oh, man. Like,
there goes my confidence.
There goes my confidence level. So now my new goal in life is to earn Steam trading cards, sell them for like the 10 or 15 cents that I can get, and then use that money to buy like cool stat track weapons in Counter-Strike so that I can have cool guns.
Cool Glock, yeah.
I need a Glock that has a stat track counter.
I approve of this.
But like I don't want to pay, like my problem is I don't want to be paying like $10 for like an in-game gun because some of the stuff in that, like, this is totally not game of the year. But like some of the guns are like $400. Real United States dollars.
Yeah.
Like the little the knives you can get. Like no way, man. I would no way. I can't believe that people like these things are worth so much money, but then it's like I sit there and I'm like, well, if people are willing to pay for them because they're so rare. I mean, it's like people say that there's stuff in Team Fortress that's like incredibly rare, and I'm just like, I can't believe.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe how much these things are worth.
Yeah, it's insane.
And it's like, you know, you get like randomly every once in a while you get like crates in CS:GO or whatever, and
Like content crates?
Yeah, like you get gifted a crate and you can open the crate and there's potential gear inside the crate.
I'm assuming you can sell it.
Yeah, I can sell it for like 5 cents because there's this is an Operation Phoenix weapon case that I have. There are 70,000 or 70,000 were sold in the last 24 hours. But to open the crate, you need to buy a key, and the key is $2.50. And that's how they're making their money. Like, that's how years and years down the line, you've got a game that has come over through all these changes, which maybe that'll lead into next week's topic of, like, microtransactions and stuff. Like, I'm being given an item in the game that I can't open without paying. And it's like, so do I really want the stuff that might be in the game? It might be in the case?
Right.
Or do I not care and I'm just gonna use what I have?
Just gonna, yeah.
Or hope that as I rank up, I might just get random weapon drops. Because sometimes you get like weapon skins and things like that. Because like now I have a couple of them. You know, nice. Or you can do what I do and just filter in the community inventory sale thing and just look up items that are like 5 and 10 cents a piece that like are neat looking skins for weapons and just buy those.
Just buy those. Yeah.
Like I can buy a couple random skins for like weapons, and then that way I'd have them with like, you know, for like 5 or 6 cents a piece. But it's like, yeah, everyone else has it too. So, but at least then it adds some customization to your thing. But it's like now I'm gonna be paying real money to play a game that I've already paid for.
You know? Yeah.
And it is totally aesthetic. It's just whether or not I want to have it as a thing.
Right.
So.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to cover that next episode because there's a few things we have to say about that.
Yeah, well, because there's also the new Destiny stuff that people.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, we're definitely gonna cover.
We'll save that for the next episode.
We'll save that for next time. Yeah, yeah.
But so sorry for that little like side
tirade.
But yeah, so I mean, so again, that's our game of the year discussion. And again, these games. I'm picking games that I played. I'm not picking games based on how
exactly.
well they sell.
No.
Because ultimately, if I was going to pick an ultimate game of the year, like a game that I think deserves to win the game of the year, it's The Witcher 3. And I didn't play that game, but I've watched so many people. I've watched so many people play that game, and I've watched the footage of all the different things you can do in that game, and how well it was put together, and how you know. Positive the reaction has been from the community of that game, whereas something like Metal Gear Solid 5, like, you know, tons of people love it and a lot of people hate it, and obviously the salt of the wound with Konami and Kojima definitely hurt the reception of that game as well.
Oh yeah, got that right.
So like if I was going to be like, well, I'll pick a game that I didn't even play. Like, I would put Halo 5 probably as the game of the year for Xbox against Rise of the Tomb Raider, but I didn't play either of them, so it's kind of unfair for me to pick a game based on just observations of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Rise of the Tomb Raider is anything like the original Tomb Raider, I'm sure it's probably a fantastic game, but it ain't gonna compete with Fallout 4, which it went head to head with and lost.
So, big time,
you know. But again, then there's also Just Cause 3. Haven't played that, but I'm excited for that. I want to play that. It looks cool. So yeah, so like, feel free to be like, you suck. These games are dumb. I can't believe you picked these games.
Right, or at least tell us your list.
Yeah, like, feel free to tweet us your list. Tweet it at the DG Cast. You know, tweet me at so after I said. Tweet Mike at mtong1. I favor indie games anyways, so it's tough for me to really get hyped about AAA games.
Right.
You know, Fallout 4 was my first Fallout game ever. I never played 1, 2, or 3, or Vegas, New Vegas. So coming into Fallout 4 as a series, I think it's very cool. I think it's very interesting. I like what they've done, but the technical parts of those things, the technical part of those games, of that particular game, I suppose, frustrates me. And if all Bethesda games of that open world nature are like this, then that's frustrating. And I think that comes with the understanding that a game that big inevitably has to have problems that can't necessarily be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. It's hard to do. It's a lot of testing that needs to be done, and they can't test everything.
Right.
That said, it's really annoying when games don't work.
True.
So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that that'll do it. That'll call it. That was episode 50. I was hoping we would have done something cooler, but we were trying to figure out a way to do the Twitch thing, and I'm still going to try and figure it out. We got to get you a webcam, and I've got to make some sort of setup in XSplit so that I can like filter the stories and things that we're using as reference material to discuss.
Nice.
And also a way to balance the audio, because right now there's no, I don't really have a way to do that. I might have to use a different audio program. Because I can't control your audio. I can control ours at the same.
Either way.
If you're listening and you've been listening, thank you. I appreciate it. Mike appreciates it. Like I said, this is episode 50. So from November of last year to now, we've recorded 50 episodes. That means we almost managed to do an episode every week like we thought we were. Because there's 52 weeks in a year. We're at episode 50. We started in November, so we've probably missed, I want to say, between 4 and 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good. I'm not saying we're like the best podcast in the world and like everybody should be downloading it.
That you should.
But I'm not saying that we're not the best podcast in the world and you should not be downloading it. You know, you've been with us through all the hurdles of one, figuring out how to do it, balancing audio, getting the podcast edited and posted, figuring out how to do the YouTube thing, which, oh my God, I finally figured out something about the formatting of the videos that blew my goddamn mind. Because I'm like, there's no way this, because I was trying to, I was making a video for a friend that he's putting this compilation thing together, and I don't want to spoil anything, not that I think anyone's listening that might be privy to it, but whatever. And I'm like, the format is just wrong. Like, it's not HD. It's not widescreen. Like, he kept putting, like, a letterbox thing. And I'm like, I don't understand how to do this. I don't get it. None of this makes sense. And then I finally figured out that because I never actually – every time I edit video in Final Cut Express, I use the same – and this is totally irrelevant to the podcast, but you're going to hear the story anyways. I use the same file. I never actually create a new, like, video file. So it's been the same format from the original way that that file was set when I started it way back when. So all I realized that I had to do was close that project and then open a new project and it was in the correct format. So that blew my mind that this whole time, because I'm thinking like, oh, I'm just saving myself time by not having to adjust my settings, and it's all basically like saved for me to just input the audio from the podcast. Turns out I just saved myself a whole boatload on my insurance by switching to... Nope. Just gonna... not gonna do it. Anyway, so that's... Like, you... So, if you're listening, thank you. Because you've been with us while I've been struggling to figure out all this shit. And Mike has been putting up with me figuring out all this crap. And, yeah. So, you know, hopefully we will hit 52 episodes... 52 more episodes next year, and we won't even miss a beat.
There should be more well prepared.
Yeah. But that's the end of the year. I don't think we're going to do another podcast before the end of the year because we've got holidays and
people
and alcoholic beverages to consume.
It's true.
So, yeah, again, thank you.
Very, 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 very much.
You know, I've already been in talks with some people who want to be guests on the podcast next time around. So in 2016, when you hear us next, we should hopefully be what's that expression? Putting pedal to pavement. Is that what it is? Put the pedal to the pavement?
Put the pedal
to the floor? I don't know.
Something
we're
going
to hit the ground running, water over a dam, under a bridge. That's
it. You're going to hear a lot more of us, so be prepared.
So that's it for episode 50 of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter @TheDGCast. You can follow me @SoAfterISaid. You can follow Mike at mtong1. You can listen to the podcast on iTunes. You can listen to it on thedgcast.com. You can listen to it on youtube.com/c/thedgcast. You can also watch our Twitch streams on twitch.tv/dgcasttv. I've been streaming actually quite a bit more often than I used to.
I need to stop being lazy, but
Twitch, chill Twitch streams, just kind of hanging out. I gave up on SoundCloud because of the fact that you have to pay to have more than 6 episodes at a time.
Yeah,
which is
weird.
So you can find us on all those different places, and I appreciate comments, feedback, concern. I know the YouTube's starting to pick up a little bit more, which is nice, and I think it's probably because I'm posting the videos more consistently, and I am trying to figure out a more efficient method of, you know, kind of recording video and kind of editing it. And now that I've figured out that other editing thing, it'll make it way better.
So much better.
Because HD will actually go in as HD this time. Instead of getting, like, compressed to hell. But, yeah, I guess thanks.
Big
really.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Shout
out to everybody. At everybody on Twitter, spelled out just as you think it should be. But yeah, so that's it. I could keep doing this, gonna end the podcast and not end the podcast thing, but I'm gonna just end the podcast. So that's been it for episode 50. We will see you again in 2016. Until then, we will catch you
on the flip.